The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Risa.
Good morning. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood.
It's a wonderful day and more sprinkles for us, so we're kind of getting out of this drought situation, Risa. I don't know. It's looking good for us down here.
It's a wonderful 27th. Thing. Things have stopped sliding off the hill. Trees have stopped falling. You know, they call them urban forests, and they're these communities where you're surrounded by trees and grass. I live in one of those, and we had like three trees come down and smash a couple of cars. So it's beautiful to live in a park in the middle of the city, but you do have those
hazards.
The
yin and
we've
the
had
yang.
Quite a few cars fall down in L.A., and I have moved my car so I don't park underneath the trees.
Good
but
point.
That will bring us right up to our hot topics. We've got a lot of
topic
hot stuff going on.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, my hot topic today is what everyone is talking about. Of course, the snafu at the Oscars. How could this happen? Well, PricewaterhouseCooper, which is now their name. I didn't know they had changed their name. Well, I guess they merged. But at any rate, PricewaterhouseCooper accidentally handed Warren Beatty the wrong envelope. They're the ones who are copping to the responsibility. It was their fault. And Emma Stone was saying, no, I had my envelope the whole time, so I don't know what they're talking about. But the bottom line is, they have an envelope on each side of the stage. So in case the actor comes out on the wrong side or whatever, they will have an envelope. So they're actually two envelopes to the tune of $200 in each for these envelopes, two envelopes for each category. So if the celebrity or the presenter comes up on the wrong side, the right side, it doesn't matter because they'll hand them an envelope. Well, unfortunately, they accidentally grabbed the second envelope for the best actress, gave it to Warren Beatty, and the rest is just history. So it was an accident. It was not a slight. There was no conspiracy theory going on, Anthony Anderson. It was just a mistake. So we now know that La La Land did not win for Best Picture. Moonlighting did. Congratulations, Moonlighting. And Jim, your hot topic.
Well, you know, that might boost ratings up. According to Variety, they're down about 16% from some of the other estimates. But that did
most
bring a lot of
light. Most people were gone by then because no matter which picture won, they weren't that excited. I mean, they were excited no matter which one did win. So a lot of people were gone.
Well, we got Ohio Governor Risa John Kasich's state of the GOP could foil Obamacare replacements, saying the head hardliner members of his own party in the House could be the biggest obstacles to passing the Obama replacement law. And you heard about the news toxins killed North Korean leader's exiled brother Kim Jong Nam. He is the estranged brother. That's an investigation. He's the estranged half-brother of Korean leader Kim Jong-un. He was attacked at a Malaysian airport. And White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer is very frustrated about the constant leaks coming out after they have meetings. He had his staffers come in the office and put their cell phones on the table to check them. President Trump gets the prime time spot on Tuesday after a month of political battles with Democrats. And the Great Smoky Mountains National Park is hosting an eclipse watching an event on August 21st. Something to keep your eyes open for. And the storms that hit the we've been hit real hard. It's called atmospheric river events, and they basically under the drought, but they cause severe flooding and damage in Northern California. And major storms also hit, and a few tornadoes hit Texas and the East Coast. So be careful when you travel. Real quick in sports, Tim Tebow reports to the spring training camp, and Kurt Busch, if I pronounce that right, takes the lead on the final lap to win the Daytona 500. Reese, I know you're waiting for that.
I'm into X Games. The X Games were all about snowboarding this weekend, and so I'm all about the X Games.
Okay, it's amazing.
And you know the winter sports. That's what I watch.
It's amazing
and
what they do. I watch some of that stuff.
It is amazing. I wish they had done it when I was that age, and then I would have done it too. But it's too late.
You can still. I can picture you out there. I can picture you doing that stuff. Come on.
No,
I think it's commercial time now.
I always say it's never too late. No, it's too late for Aretha to ski. Let's go to commercial.
I can picture you now.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way, yes, indeed. And the easy way is expanding, Aretha, with the social media. So, but anyway, we're going to get into that. I'm hoping, just for a tidbit, we can have Eric pop in here. But we have a very special guest if we have him on the – I don't know, do we have him on yet? Terry?
Last four digits of the phone number for your guest. There's a bunch of guests that are called in right now. Don't know which number.
Okay.
Number 20, Jim.
Well, you know, Jim's got his act together here. I'm looking at all this stuff. I'm not sure what it is. So
okay,
we can just...
area code.
760-443-3722.
Got it. Welcome, guest. You're on air. Thank you.
Now, hold on a second. Terry, hold on. I got to give you a public speaker, entertainer. He's on a wanted list. Professional magician, worked at the Magic Castle. He's got stories that go on forever. He's down in Carlsbad. Now, Terry, you on with us?
Yes, I am.
Terry, this is Aretha Gray. Aretha, this is Terry Runyon. Terry, thanks for coming on the show. I know you're a busy guy. And I'll tell you, we met with you years ago, and I saw you at another event. And you are a traveling man, and you just have some interesting – you know, you're down in Carlsbad now, right, Terry?
Right, yep.
And you used to travel up to the Magic Castle. How many years have you have you spent at the Magic Castle?
Oh, I've been a member for 32 years, and I was going up every Saturday, well, almost every Saturday night. But,
wow.
I love the Magic Castle. It's absolutely one of my favorite places. Terry, what kind of magic do you do, close-up or big magic?
Everything. Close-up, big stuff. I have big illusions. I once had a trailer full of big cabots. I downsize, but I have a lot of big birds, and my birds are trained. They do their own magic. And
yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing.
One of my cockatoos has been on my show for 32 years.
Wow.
And he does his own card tricks, and magicians can't figure out how he does it. I said, well, you could ask him, but he probably won't tell you because magicians keep the secrets.
That's amazing.
Oh, my.
But, Rita, I saw his act with the birds, and you would think these birds are mechanical, the way they move and they're trained to do all the stuff. How could a bird do that? But I don't know. He must have spent a lot of time training them. It's just a great show. And Terry, you know, I don't know if you knew this or not, but I watched a movie or a show on the psychology of the human mind and so on. And they say two of the inspirational things psychologists and psychiatrists use to enhance IQ, you're not going to believe this, were jugglers and magicians. Can you believe that?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, magicians have a strange IQ.
It stimulates the mind so much, it boggles the mind how these people can put a cup over something and it turns up in somebody's pocket or whatever. But what are some of the situations that you've had that you've seen people in awe about? What are some of the tricks you pulled in? Have you performed in front of any celebrities in the Magic Castle over the years?
Yeah, to one night I showed, well, actually it was after I did your TV show up in Hollywood, went over to the Magic Castle, and the valet guy says, park right here for a couple of minutes. So we had Secret Service everywhere, and we had to move cars around. And I think I had two birds with me that night. And when I did get in there, one of the managers was outside doing one of the showrooms. There were seven showrooms. And the one I like to use is the one closest to the outside door. He said, as soon as this guy gets done, you go in there and do your show. And it was a little strange with Secret Service everywhere. But it was the vice president of Ecuador. They had just flown up from Ecuador and came straight from LAX right to the castle. I
wow.
said, hey, after my show, go upstairs and see the big, you know, looting. So, we're tired. We have to get to the hotel and get some sleep. That was the strangest one. I've never done a show with the Secret Service all around me before.
Oh, my.
The Magic Castle
is definitely one of my most favorite places of all time. And I've probably seen you, Jerry. I don't get to go there often because I'm not a magician. But I love the shows there. But it's a private club. And matter of fact, this weekend they had an incident. Did you know the magician that mysteriously lost his life?
He told me about
that. Yeah, and my phone started to ring. I was sitting at the computer. About 9 o'clock, my phone started to ring, and people started telling me, oh, well, hey, what happened? So I right away went to the castle website. I wanted to see who was appearing because it said one of the paid performers. I looked at everybody. I said, well, it can't be this guy because I know him too well. It's got to be one of these guys I don't know. Well, it turned out to be a guy I knew. I mean, I was shocked. I mean, I had nobody had any clue, and we're still talking about it.
Wow, yeah. That's me. The castle has been there for, what, 50 years?
Mm-hmm. Opened in 63, January 2nd, 63, yep.
It used to be a private home, wasn't it?
Well, it was built in 1908 as a private residence, and the guy that owned it and moved in owned that whole hill. He had orange groves covering the whole hill, and he's a real estate developer. So when the drought wiped out his orange tree, he said, heck with it. He just started selling off the real estate, and now you know what's up there.
What are some of the areas of magic you think people are, you know, excited about the most or intrigued about the most? Is it the large performance or is it the sitting down at the table doing the sleight of hand? What stands out?
I've done it all, and the biggest response I get is when I'm sitting at a table with a few people around me because they're so close, they just can't believe what they saw. They see things on TV, and they just assume it's TV camera tricks. But when you do it, right in front of their nose, like 2 inches away from their nose, there's a coin trick I do. I see, you didn't see that? Let me get closer, and I do it again and again, touching their nose, and they can't see it. That's what drives them really crazy.
That's the one that gets them. And what brought you in? I find it amazing. You know, people that are really sharp will sit in the front row and somebody will walk out with a short sleeve shirt, pull out a handkerchief or whatever, you know, and they'll wave it around over their hand, and they're holding a little bowl of fish and water. How could that, you know, it's dumbfounding. What got you into that, Terry? I mean, what was it that intrigued you to get into the magic?
Well, if you look at my website, terrysmagic.com, you'll see a picture of me when I was 3 years old. And my Uncle Jake used to come over all the time and pull money out of my ears and give me the money. And that got me really, I got to do that. But what really got me going was when I started school, in school auditorium, they had people come in, entertainers, and the magician came in. First thing he did is come off the stage carrying a little bucket, start pulling money out of everybody's ears, throwing him in the bucket. And he walked back up on stage and poured everything from the bucket into a bigger bucket. I just sat there going, I have to learn how to do that.
Especially making money.
I went to the library.
It's one way of making
money. Yeah, pull money out of the air. Yeah, I went to the library, read every book on magic by the time I was 10. And I grew up in a private school. We had our own library with lots of magic books.
Now, Terry, you're down in Carlsbad now. You have a situation down there, right?
Yeah, I live at this big place where I call the Magic Mansion. It's right. I'm looking down at the 5 Freeway, which is only about 100 feet from my window. Traffic's moving. There's the 78 Freeway. And real easy to get to. It's a house about 12 years old. And we call it the Magic Mansion. And the rooms I perform in here are twice the size of the rooms we do at the castle. And I bring people in here all the time. I tell people, before you hire a magician, come over and see my show. I'm here on Saturday nights, sometimes Friday night. We entertain
gotta
folks right here.
Got
to
see that.
Yeah, well, a lot of my friends, they can't get to the castle because they don't get home till 4 o'clock in the morning. And they don't stay up that late. And I say, rather than fight traffic to get up there, do shows here. So I'm inviting some other magicians over, maybe a juggler or a ventriloquist. I have a big variety show here. Really easy to get to, and people can get home and get some sleep, especially me.
And you used to drive back and forth. Wow, yeah. You'll find it a lot nicer just staying where you're at. That's so anyway, I know Aretha enjoys the Magic Castle, and I'd like to get in there again. I've spent a few years since I've been there. But so, Terry, how can we get a hold of you again? What is your site and everything? People can contact you?
Yeah, terrysmagic.com. And if people want to come down and see some free magic on a Saturday night, they give me a call. Let me know how many people are coming so I have enough snacks for everybody. And
sounds
if people come down here and they want to go to the Magic Castle, I give them a guest pass for 6 people. I just hate to give them out to people I don't know and haven't met. So people come down here and hang out for a couple hours, and I'll give them a pass to take their friends to the Magic Castle. Or if I'm going to be up there, come see me.
Sounds good. Well, thank you, Terry, for popping on with us. And we'll be hopefully seeing you soon down in Carlsbad there.
Yeah, come on down.
All right, sounds good. Aretha, let's go check that out someday. I'll tell you, I love magic. I think it's so cool. And I haven't been. When was the last time you were there, Aretha, Magic Castle? When was it?
Hello?
Aretha, when was
it? Can you hear me? Finally. I've been screaming for like 5 minutes.
Aretha, when was the last time you were
there? Not too long ago, but we are way over time, Jim.
Okay, let's move
along.
So,
let's go to tech time.
Tech time. And it's tech time.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's tech time.
And I'm having all kinds of technical difficulties. My phone froze, my phone dropped. Then I was on mute. What can I tell you? But my quick tech time this morning is on Facebook Live. Now, I'm sure all of you have heard of Facebook Live by now, but it's an opportunity for everyone to genuinely get their 15 minutes of fame, to have their own TV show, or to set up whatever kind of variety show they've ever wanted to have and broadcast it to the entire world. That's right. You really can broadcast to the entire world. You just go to Facebook. You do have to have a Facebook page. Go to Facebook, set it up, and once you have your page, you'll see a little sign that says live. You can press that live button, and you will instantly be live on your telephone. And it'll broadcast out to your friends. But the good news is it even goes out to people that aren't your friends. And the more people that like you, the more people that they will expose you to. Now you say, now why would I want to do that? I don't want to be on TV. Yeah, but wouldn't you like to see your grandkids' birthday party when it happened, even if they're halfway across the world? Wouldn't that be great? So don't poo-poo Facebook Live, because you really might need it. Or what about Grandpa's birthday, his 90th birthday? Wouldn't you like your kids to see it, even if they're overseas somewhere or even just in Chicago? There are lots of uses for Facebook Live. And for the professional, you can do seminars. You can do them live. You can charge to do seminars live, but I'm not telling you how to run your business.
Here we go.
But Facebook Live has lots of different uses, and it's really fun. It really is. And you can communicate with all your friends. So check out Facebook Live on your Facebook page. And takes us up to Jim's Gym. Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Of course, of course, of course, my gems. But anyway, we have some, a couple of callers were emailing me about the mistakes, the retirement mistakes people are making. I'm going to go over this real quick, just a few of them, because we cover that on a regular basis, the goods and bads. So, but I want to get Eric on here real quick if when I'm wrapping up here. Paying too much for fun fees, guys. That's one of them, okay, according to Forbes. Don't pay too much for your fun fees. And don't pay too much for your advisory fees, okay? All this is wasted money. Trying to time the market. Don't think that you have a crystal ball. So don't try to time the market. And no transition plan for old age. This is one of the problems. People think, well, let me plan to this age or that age. You could go another 20 years. That has to be all structured out and planned with your advisor. All right, so not understanding your spending, all right? Try downloading a spending tracking app. How's that for a little tip? Not planning with your life expectancy like we talked about. Not being smart about claiming your Social Security, the right age. These are things you have to talk to an advisor about, and not having a will. Have a will, guys. That's an important thing. Okay, otherwise, things go into probate and so on. So, all right, taking a lump sum from a pension. Think before you act. Focusing on assets. Overcome this mistake is so common and can be so crippling that you might say, I saved the worst for last. Anyway, let me see if I can grab Eric on a piece. Eric, you around? Did I get you?
Of course. What are you? What's up, Dad? I'm your son. I'm around anytime you need me. What's going on?
Here's my theme song. The reason I kept beeping you, Reese and I are on here, and we covered the retirement scenario so many times and the mistakes, and people ask us, you know, what's good and what's bad. So we kind of touched base with it real quick, but I wanted to ask you about your social media network, because we're getting a lot of response on what's going on.
Yeah, you know, the reason you couldn't get a hold of me is I was talking to a gentleman named Jason with Feed a Billion. They're looking to feed 1 billion people in the world. And, I mean, we're working with so many amazing nonprofits and influencers and amazing people and just wanting to make a difference in a big way. And everybody knows that I'm the social media guy, and people call me the social media king, the, you know, Digital Dick Clark and all this stuff. So I thought I'd be him. I'm just kidding. For the last 2 years, we've been working on a very, very underground without anybody knowing. We've been working on our own social network that unites influencers together to get them to really guide their followings to make a difference. So we have a exclusive elite leadership influencer social network where all the influencers that work with Easy Way, which is thousands now at this point, we have about 300-something celebrity ambassadors. All the amazing people can come together into one social network. You know, Aretha Gray will be on. I mean, anybody that you guys hear within Easy Way, anything you see on Easy Way TV, any of the people we've interviewed, all of it is going to go into one place. And we're going to be able to raise funding and awareness and just help people get business and stop running in the Hollywood hamster wheel, man. We'll stop running in this hamster wheel that goes nowhere, but it keeps running faster and faster and faster. we're going to finally get out the hamster wheel and go to a destination. And it's all going to be digital, the easy way. Yeah, no, it's amazing. And shout outs to Corey Conway, PrometheusConway.com for creating this thing with us, and Alimio.com and everybody that we work with. It's going to be amazing, amazing, amazing. It's EasyWayAccess.com. And the way that you get into it is you text EasyWay to the number 21777. The word, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, to the number 21777. Some of the biggest, most powerful influencers, celebrities, speakers, music people, producers, everybody that you can think of that you've seen with us will be on the social network. Within 24 hours, we've had 20 mega influencers join the social network. I mean, it's just incredible. So I'm going to give you back the show.
You're going to share with us sometimes how you actually stay awake 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You'll share that tip with us someday. But anyway,
I have an amazing
team.
I have you, and I have Risa, and I have all my Easy Way fam. That's how I do it. I stay sane because of you guys. I love you guys. All right, and Carlitos Corner is coming up. So I'm looking forward to hearing Garland Green, man. Garland Green is I want to talk to that guy, man. I mean, what he does with Motown, and I heard the last show. I mean, I'm a fan now. So Carmelita's Corner. Yeah, I can't wait for it. All right, guys, if you want to get a hold of me, just go to Eric Zuley, ericzuley.com. Love it. Aretha Gray, Dad.
Thanks,
take us to Carmelita's Corner.
Carmelita.
Then let's go to Carmelita's Corner.
Sounds good.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, good morning, everyone. You know, I have to let that applause line take its course. It's always great to hear that. And I have a wonderful guest coming up who I know is very accustomed to applause. And I just want to give you a little taste of one of his biggest hits. It's called Jealous Kind of Fella. Right now, we're hearing the one and the only Garland Green. That's just a little taste from his million-seller record and album. Garland Green, may we welcome you to the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure being here.
Yeah, well, you and I have a lot to talk about. First of all, you're one of us of our greatest R&B legends. And you come from a long legacy.
A long road and a long legacy.
Yes, indeed. And I understand that you had some of your background at the Chicago Conservatory of Music.
Yes, I did go there.
Mm-hmm.
A guy by the name of Audrey B. Collins sent me there.
That's wonderful. And his wife, Jo Armstead, had something to do with that. I understand she was a songwriter and wrote songs to Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson.
She was my songwriter and producer. Nick Astor and Valerie Simpson, she was my producer, and they wrote songs together. Joan said was a hell of a writer. She wrote I Don't Need No Doctor for Ray Charles and Running Out of Fools for Aretha Franklin. She was a great writer, and she wrote some stuff for Valerie Simpson as well.
Yes, that's wonderful. And I also am reading your bio that they did arrangements for you as well.
Yes, they took me to Detroit to Mike Terry.
Mm-hmm.
And I recorded in Detroit.
Yes, and I see you have some other songs here too. Girl, I Love You, and that also sold very well.
Yeah, that was my first. Mm-hmm. That was my first major hit record.
Mhm.
That was my first hit.
Yes, and I see that it was picked up by MCA and Review Records. And
Uni.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's quite a major label with United Universal Records.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Actually,
I think
they only had four artists. They started out with me, the Marvelettes, then Neil Diamond and Huma Shaquilla. They actually seemed like to me they made the money from the black folks and made the white boys superstars as usual.
Oh boy! Well,
yes.
I know many people are familiar with that tune. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Well, Hugh Masekela was one of my very famous, well, still is favorite of all times. And my husband and I had the pleasure of seeing you in person at the Memory Lane. I think that was before Marla Gibbs took it over, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while ago. But you and I were talking a while ago and brought the name of B-Joy. I'm wondering what happened to her myself. She's the one who you said introduced you to that location.
Yeah, I got a book that she had, myself, Billy D. Williams, Muhammad Ali, and McKnight.
McKnight. Mm-hmm.
I got a book that she had all of us in. She's interviewing us from Atlanta.
Yes, I remember her. As a matter of fact, because of her, I wound up getting a booking with Joe Tex at a local club here in Los Angeles, as well as Las Vegas. And at the time, she was affiliated with the Boys and Girls Challenger Club. And, you know, that was a benefit for the Boys and Girls Challengers Club. And, you know, Denzel is very involved in that organization.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for a long time, too, yes.
Did he win this year?
Well, you know, he was up for an Oscar. For his movie, Senses, and that was really quite an epic movie. I haven't had the opportunity to see it myself, but his co-star walked away with an Oscar, as far as I know.
Oh, that's just like good enough, as long as his the movie won something, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure it's a very heavyweight movie. Everything he does is really, really magnificent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's great.
So
that's wonderful.
Did you get a chance to watch the Oscars last night?
Not much of it because I had this meeting out in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go to Ontario to do the meeting for a show I got coming up April 29th.
Oh, yes. We got to make sure we mark that down on the calendar.
Yes, at CPAC.
See, I'm sorry, what?
It's that place called CPAC in Ontario. It's a lot of artists on there. They got the girl that sings Sukiyaki.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the girl that does Boogie Oogie Oogie. Boogie,
oh, my
Boogie.
God, that's one of my favorites.
It's gonna be a lot of artists on there. I heard Ed Holman. He was trying to get him on it, too. So it's going to be a star-packed show.
I'm wondering.
Other people.
Yeah, I've got to check with our friend Norman Carter. He does a lot of those types of shows.
I think he's on there. I think Holman is on there.
Yeah, with the Delphonics.
The Delphonics are on it.
Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, we had Norman on a few weeks ago as a guest on this show. So,
okay.
Yeah, I seem to be capturing a lot of talent from that era, you know, which is great. And so we've got a lot more lined up. And now that we've made this connection with Onita, she's really lining them up. In fact, she's going to guess herself. Hmm?
Yeah, she works hard. Actually, Norman was with me New Year's Eve. I did the New Year's Eve party for him out there.
Yeah,
Norman was with me, and we had a great time. And, I think they're going to be on this show.
Okay, well, listen, Garland, on that note, I know it's going to be a great show. I'm going to try to work my way down there to see it in person with my husband. And so we're going to be hitting the road now. And I thank you for coming on as a guest, as a great guest. I wish we had had a little bit more time to spend with you, but we want to invite you to come back at any time.
Oh, I love the time that we spent. I mean, it sounds exciting. Because I listened to some of the things before you got to me, you know.
Yes, right. And listen, we want to let you know that you're one of our VIPs, and Eric has got a lot coming up that I'm sure he's going to want to network with you about. So anyway, thanks again for coming on.
Okay, Carmelita. It's nice meeting you on the phone, and I hope to meet you and your husband in person.
I'm sure you will. Okie doke.
Okay.
See you now.
All right now. Bye-bye.
And that was Carmelita's Corner. That was exciting. She always has exciting guests, though. Okay, next we have our celebrity real estate couple coming up. Are you guys on the line? Celebrity real estate couple. No? Okay, Jim, are you there? No, I'm here all by myself. Okay. Well, there's a lot of stuff coming up the easy
Rita,
way.
Rita, I'm here. I'm always here for you. I just had to get off the phone. I heard Rita's distress call, and I was like, I gotta go. I don't know what happened to Dad, but
I know we've been having all this technical difficulty. Do we have the celebrity real estate couple on today?
I think that's what my dad's actually calling about. Oh, there's Dad.
There we go.
Dad's in here. There he is. And yes, we do have the celebrity real estate power couple. If they choose to enlighten us with their wonderful royal information.
Royalty ways. They will be on.
Yes. Hello, guys.
Hi,
yeah.
Guys.
Yeah. Hello, guys.
Hello, Angelique.
Hello, good morning.
You know, guys, this is very exciting because, Angelique, there's just such a big question out there, and Reese and I talk about this. You know, what do we do? Which way do we go? And unfortunately, the baby boomers, as you know, because you're in the business with real estate, sometimes they make the wrong mistake. Should they upsize or downsize? What are you kind of seeing? Because, I mean, you're national and international. You deal with all ages, people starting with homes and, you know, the seniors. Where are they leaning towards today? Are they more going towards oh, I better get a bigger house because my kids may be moving in with their kids? Or are they saying, you know what, I'm tired of the big house. I want to get a smaller place. What do you think?
Oh, we usually actually downsizing, I believe so. Or usually we relocating from state to state to find maybe better place, you know, just something different.
Yeah.
Usually nowadays, usually kids don't move with parents. You know, we like independency and, you know, we're trying to go on their own and buy their own place eventually. And we usually tell people, you know, don't wait to buy and wait, because that's our proposition, you know. Don't wait to buy, just buy and wait, because the market eventually will, you know, I truly believe in real estate, you know. You know, I lost some properties in foreclosure, and then I recovered and again bought some properties. So I truly believe in real estate. You know, it's still, you hold something valuable. You know, you have your property and you own it. And if market will go up eventually, and it's going little by little, last few years, we all experiencing prices went up. So you hold something valuable, you know, just something you can rent, or you can live there, you can give your kids to live, and it's something valuable. That I truly believe in real estate, you know, just to my core.
I know you can't have a bubble. You can't have a bubble. I'm thinking, you know, we worry about the bubble popping and like 08 and that, but you don't have a crystal ball. But are there sometimes telltale signs that you can kind of see that may give you kind of inclinations and, you know, where the market is going? Because I know California has kind of come back from the drop in 08, the Great Recession. Some of the other areas of the country haven't so much, but we're still moving along pretty good here in California, probably because of the weather. What do you think?
Yes, the prices dropped dramatically, started in 2006, second part of a year, and then was sliding so down. By 2009, the prices was the lowest prices on the market. And again, it depends what area. If you in big cities like Los Angeles, it depends on the area. Some areas were not affected much, you know what I mean? Because it's close to, you know, like to jobs, and big cities were not affected that much. The price didn't drop dramatically. Smaller cities, it's in my opinion, was affected very much. And right now, yes, prices up, but still not to the same level that it was in 2003, 2004. It's still lower prices, so that's why we encourage the buyers. The interest rate is still low to compare with 2003. I bought my house in 2003. It was interest rate I got 6.75. In that time, it was like, oh, I got the best interest rate. Right now, we at 4.25, and last month it was. That's why we were trying to educate the buyers. You know, 3.5 was in December, 3.25, 3.5, and we're trying to tell the buyers, please, interest rate not all the time the same. It can, you know, increase more. So it's still low, and just encourage the buyers to purchase. And
if someone wants to get in touch with you, how would they get in touch with you?
Well, they can go to our website, www.celebrityrpc.com, or they can call me directly on my cell phone, 424-333-4720. And I can,
go ahead.
No. And they can call me anytime. If I don't answer right away, I always call back or text message. You can also text message me. And we pretty much work in 7 days a week, weekends also. And any questions about mortgage rates, anything. I don't do loans, but I always recommend someone who can assist with any questions and, you know, any concerns.
Great, and you'll be with us on Monday mornings. We'll be back next Monday morning at 10 a.m. with Carmelita's Corner and the Celebrity Power couple in real estate.
Celebrity power couple.
And Jim Zulu and Risa Gray.
Zulu,
and
what are you
back
about?
Did I say Zulu? Zulu. Jim Zulu.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Risa.
Thank you, Angelique.
Thank you so much. Call me if you have any questions. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your host, Risa Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulu. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.